simin muva kemiflagi. Here the machlokes says, do you consider a suma growth on the body a simin muvak, a very, very good simin? That ma'asava simin muvak, yes, it's considered an excellent simin. Who ma'asava lav simin muvak, it's not called an excellent simin. In other words, like this, that if you have a simin muvak, that means something very special, the moshel, in a sefer. If you know there's a dot in the middle of the page, right underneath the yalef, that's called the simin muvak. That everybody holds as midiraisa. The tzaddik says simonim is lavdiraisa, means the average simin, a normal simin. So here the question is a suma growth on the body called an average simin? That's no good, because simonim lavdiraisa, according to this ikadiyamri, or else the other tzaddik is that a suma is a very extraordinary simin of simin muvak that helps midiraisa. So Mar says, no alahach lishnu diyama rovis simonim diraisa. According to the first Loshen, that Rav said, that Simonim is the Raisa, Hoketoni, it says in our Mishnah, Alpha Pishi Yeh Simonim Begufay of the Caliph, the words of Kasha from our Mishnah. If Yod, like Rav said, Lalocha, that Simonim is the Raisa, why does our Mishnah say, if you only see the body, and you only see a Simon, you don't see the face, you only see, let's say, a scar on the body that you recognize as your friend, you can't say, hey, this, why not? You're telling me now we hold Simonim is the Raisa. So Gemara answers like this, Gufay, that we say you can't be semich on simonim about the body, it's not talking about you saw a scar or you saw a real good simon. It just means the orach v'guts, that either you came back and said you saw a tall person dead or you saw a short person dead. So that's not enough to be matter the isha to get married, because there are a lot of tall people or there are a lot of short people. So it's not for sure that was a husband like bechlal, that's not called simonim. For the Gemara Caleb, what do you do about Caleb? The Mishnah says he can't say Simonim about his clothing. Like, why not? Why isn't the clothing called a good Simon if you recognize his clothing? So first the Gemara says, Tichashin and Lashayla. True, it's taki your friend's clothing, but we have to be afraid maybe he borrowed, he lent out his clothing to somebody else. For the Gemara, Vichashin and Lashayla, if you are afraid for this, that you lend out your clothing, you lend out things to somebody else, so if you find it on him, you can't tell it belongs to you really or to you. Chamor b'simoni ilkav heichim adrinin. How do you return if somebody lost his donkey with a simon upon the saddle? So why aren't you afraid maybe taka the saddle was yours, but not the donkey, because maybe you borrowed it, you lent it to somebody else? That there it says, lo shayla inshi uchva demaskiv lei lechamra. Nobody borrows out, lends out his saddle for the chamor, because vice that has to be made perfect for your donkey. It's a perfect fit. For another donkey, it'll hurt him, it'll scratch him, it'll be too hard for him. So therefore, people don't lend out the ukif. For the Gemara, we learned before, the motza kosher bekis of Yannick of Tabas, heichem adrinan. We had before, if you find your get, and you have a simmons tied around your own wallet, or your own tabas, your own ring, we give it back to you. So the question is, why aren't we afraid maybe you borrowed, you lent it to somebody else, and it fell from somebody else? That there it is, Tabas Chashin Lizufay. Tabas, that's the signature, that's your signet that you sign with, you don't lend out to anybody else. Because you're afraid he'll write up a star and sign an IOU. So nobody lends out his ring, which means the ring that you signed with. Over Arnaki, Menachshe Inish Vloy Mushli. Also, a wallet you don't lend out, because it's like Kishif, it's a bad mazel to lend out your wallet. So it's a minig then not to lend out the wallets. Therefore, these things is called a good simin, because nobody lends these things out. V'iboy Yisrael, when another Teretz says, the Datar HaMishnah says, if you say Edis upon the Kalim, it's not enough. The Teretz says the people maybe do not lend out their shirts. We're not afraid he personally lent it out. Really, if you have a good simin that you know this was your friend, because you saw the shirt he was wearing, it would be a good simin. Then our Mishnah means, B'chiyu Rivasumki. It wasn't a good simin, all you said just that the shirt was red or the shirt was white. So there are a lot of white shirts, there are a lot of red shirts. That's not called a good simon. But if you have a good simon, an average simon, we hold taki simonim is the rice that simonim would be good. Then the Mishnah says, v'afilu ruya meguyet. Even if you see a person that was slain, stabbed a lot of times, you can't say he died until you actually see him dead. Lemeimu, you want to tell me the meguyet chaya, even a person was stabbed a few times, he could live? Reminu avakasha. Odom eina metam machet hechen afshay. A person has no tumas mace until he actually dies. Afilu meguyed, even though he was stabbed a lot of times. V'yafilu goyses, even if you know he's about to die. But until he didn't die, he has no tumas mace. So the diik is temuya le metama. Mashmi just doesn't have tumas mace. Homechai le chai, but for sure he's not going to live. So So the mashmi could say edus that the person is dead if he's maguid. So Rabbaya baisad lakasha, Rishon ben Elazar, Rabbanu taka machloikis. The Tanya we learned midin ala maguid. One man the other says yes, he could say edus if you see a person was stabbed. So a lot of times you know for sure he's going to die. You could go back and tell his wife that he's dead. But the ain't. But the ain meidin alat solif. The person was crucified. For that, he can't say it's not 100% that he's dead. We have shirmer lozeroyme afala maguyed enem meidin. No, even if a person was stabbed a lot, also you can't say it's that he's dead. Why? Bevnei sheyochol lechavis. It's possible to lechavis means to cauterize it. Or lechayis and to live. For the Gemara, mi motzis look, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, could use that sign like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, our Mishnah, that says what? He can't say the son of Maguyid, because maybe he could live. For Katani Seif, it says at the end over there that Maisa Ba'asia, happened a story in Asia, Be'echot Shashir Shalu Liyam, that they lowered him down to the ocean. For they also Be'odim El Raglai, and when they picked up, all that came up was only his foot, and the rest of his body was in the ocean. V'yom Rechom Nechom said, Min hakuva lamala tinosi. If what came up was from the knee upwards, in other words, the cut was from above the knee, then for sure the person is dead and his wife could get married. Min hakuva lamata. But if the piece of foot that came up was only from the knee below, in other words, like near the ankle, la tinosi, then she cannot get married. So what do you see here? That you see if the person's foot was cut off from above the ankle, he's for sure going to die. Are you telling me now, even if a person is stabbed, still it's possible to cauterize them and he could live? Teretz Poshet, Shani Maya Demarza Maka. That they were talking about the person was thrown into the ocean. So if he has such a wound there, his leg is like cut off, then the water irritates him much more, and for sure he will die. We only said if a person is Maguid of Shimon Loz holds, that it's possible to cauterize it and maybe he'll live. I saw an Arab. The Shokel Safsira, he took a sword. The Gedia Lagamla, and Imamah stabbed his camel. For Lo Yasekusel Narusa, and the camel, I didn't die, it didn't stop by yelling. So you see, even if you're Maguid, you stab a lot of times, it doesn't have to die. There was a very lean camel, and Pshat didn't stab it so hard, so deep. Rava says, Besakim Luvenis. They're talking about the knife that he used was like red hot. So the kid said when he stabbed it, the knife itself cauterized the wound. And that's why the camel is able to live with every echo, that's all according to everybody. But another Mishnah says, Ve'achayu chelis. Even if you see the way a lion is eating up a person, close the man, you didn't see him actually dead, you can't say this to the wife. I don't know if you saw the lion eating him, let's say his leg or his arm, from a place that he doesn't die. If you saw a lion eating a person by his neck or by his heart, then you could say this. That's like body is going to die. Shochet by Shnaim, Rachmanis, if somebody shechted another person, cut off like by his neck, he cut the two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe. Or Roiv Shnaim, or else most of the two pipes, or Baruch, and then the person runs away. Midin, you're allowed to say this, that that person is dead, he can't live anymore. And he can tell his wife that he's dead. Furthermore, Ainis, not that way. For Amar Rav Yudam Ashmuel, Shochet by Shnaim, or Roiv Shnaim, if somebody shechs, a person's like two simonim, his wind and food pipe. For Ramas, and the person mamash makes remiza, like he winks to us. For Yomer, and he says, "Ksayvu get ishti, I want you to write a get now to my wife. Harelu yichtavu v'yitnu, you let her go and write the get and give it to her." So what do you see? You see, even though his two simonim were cut off, still he's alive? Because if he's dead already, you can't have a get written. But there it says, chayu, it's not true. Right now he's still alive. Because the money's moving around, he's still alive. But for Seifelomus, in such a case that you cut his two simonim, for sure he's going to die. So therefore you could say this to his wife that he died. Elamayati, if so, yehegoyl al yodoy. In a case like this, you should have to go into Golis if you did it b'shogig. We know if you kill somebody b'shogig, not willingly, the onus is you have to go to Golis. Alamatan, how come we learned over here that shochet shnaim or roiv shnaim, somebody shechted somebody else and cut off his two simonim, or rove his two simonim, harez the ain't a goyl, it doesn't go to Golis. Because why not? If you say now for sure is going to die, so it's feeling like you killed him, why don't you have to go to Golis? So Gemara answers, there's a special halacha about Golis. We're afraid maybe the wind came and caused him to die like Festa. In other words, the Yisrael of Golis says he has to die 100% only because of you. But if you caused it and something else finished it off, you're potter from Golis. Even though Avada Femisi Yechayiv, if you did it b'mezid, but b'shoyt you're potter from Golis. In Nam, another territory, Shema Iyu